Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities, and most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. And you know that beginning is a tribute to Robin Williams, who is not exactly a close friend, but my son was in a movie with him when we lived in Bangkok. Sweetest man on earth. Unfortunately, the illness that was most instrumental in taking his life was Lewy body dementia. And you couldn't diagnose that till the autopsy. It's a kind of a little late to be finding out that's the kind of crazy you have. So we're talking about the politics of curing crazy today. And according to some people, Big Pharma really doesn't want to cure crazy because there goes the income. You know, as long as they can charge a fortune for all the pills that they shovel down your throat, they don't want to cure the crazy. And I think I might agree with that, because this is my, in a couple of months, my 30th anniversary of being cancer-free from a glioblastoma, which I hear is pretty much a miracle as it is.
That is a miracle.
Thank you. This is Dr. Richard Lewis Miller. If you heard the first time he was on, that was a rousing show right there. We're talking about pharmaceuticals and curing crazy. So we're talking about these things that might be able to cure you or might be able to make you better, that are not harmful like the things that they put me on. They scooped a part of my brain out and then said, oh, now you need things called SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. It's a very complicated chemical thing here. But I said, no, I don't. I'm not depressed. I don't have a problem. They said, oh, yeah, you do, because we scooped out part of your brain, so now we're going to replace it. And so for 30 years, I've been taking things I probably didn't need. And we started out with Prozac. Then we did something. I don't even know the name of the drugs I'm on now, but I'm on two of them. And I really don't think I need either one of them. And the odd thing is, I don't think they've changed the dosage. And I have gone from whatever weight I was up to almost 300 pounds. And now I'm down to 117. And they haven't changed the dosage. Don't you think that's a little dangerous, doctor?
I think that's extremely dangerous. It borders on, if not malpractice, to keep a patient on the same dosage for 30 years. Certainly, progress has been made in 10, 20, 30-year period in order for you to have a different prescription or maybe be on no prescription. But I wouldn't take it for granted that you would have a depression after recovering from a glioblastoma. In fact, if anything, I would think you might be elated and happy. Because very few people, let me just tell you, the five-year survival rate for a glioblastoma is less than 10%. So for you to be alive 30 years later is almost miraculous. You should be written up. Well, do you happen to know what part of your brain you had the glioblastoma in?
Yes, left parietal.
Okay. For those folks, good listeners to your program, please know that a glioblastoma is a very aggressive form of brain cancer that takes out most of the population who have it within 18 months, if not sooner. And as I said before, only less than 10% survive 5 years, and when they do, the effects are extremely negative. Here we have Dr. Red 30 years later on the radio. Bless your heart, Dr. Red. This is an amazing story.
Well, see, that the deal was, when I went in there, they said my husband was all prepared for a deaf-mute happy homemaker, because that's what the brain map said, but I'm ambidextrous, so my mind map was a little different, and he got a bitchy cripple. But I have spent most of my life getting most of my mobility back, so they didn't even expect me to be able to walk or my arm again. So I'm walking, talking, and doing all the stuff they told me I can't do. But certainly, I don't think I need to be taking SSRIs for the rest of my life.
I don't think I question it sincerely. Dr. Red, do you happen to have your purse with the pills in the purse and could read them to me?
I don't, unfortunately. But I did, after reading your book, I made an appointment with my GP. And I said, I'm going to go over these meds with you because I don't want to take these anymore.
Let me explain to your listeners. SSRIs, it stands for Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitors. I'll give you a quickie on this. In the brain and in the body, there are little junction boxes, just like you have in the wall of your house. When you have a junction box in the wall of your house, the electrical wires come in one side, and then they go out maybe to two or three or four other places, maybe more. In the brain, we have the same kind of little junction boxes. In our case, instead of the wires that go into the junction box touching the wires that go out, we have little chemicals that swim across the junction box. These little chemicals are called neurotransmitters. They transmit neurological information. So, a wire goes in, the chemicals pick up the information, they swim across, and they go out into little doors that open up, and then the information is passed on to other wires that go throughout the body. All right?
Okay.
The little chemical that swims across, one of them, is called serotonin. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, what they do is they close the little door so that the serotonin, when it swims across, can't get out. So therefore, it builds up. This is all based on the theory that people who are depressed have low serotonin, and so by building up the serotonin, not letting it swim out into the little doorways, it helps with the depression. However, as Robert Whittaker, in his book, Anatomy of an Epidemic, which is described in my book, Psychedelic Medicine, as he brings us, and Robert Whittaker is a very highly credible New York Times and other famous magazines and newspapers journalist, what he has brought to us from his research is that that's not the case. People who are depressed do not have lower serotonin levels. They do not. They have the same serotonin levels as the rest of us. And so when these folks take these medicines, they are doing something unnecessary and creating havoc in their own neurotransmitter system. Dr. Red is very fortunate to have been taking these things, and they have not evidently had this terrible effect on her, at least as far as we know, although she did tell us one of the things that happened to us, which is not uncommon, namely she gained, listen to the amount of weight, my gosh, what a thing to deal with. And by the way, my sincere and deep congratulations to you for losing that weight. That's another major achievement. I mean, you're an amazing person, Dr. Red.
Yeah, but you know what? I've been skipping some of the SSRIs to get some of it off. I'm just not telling the doctor.
Well, tell your listeners, though. Did you hear that, folks? She skipped the medicine, and that helped her lose the weight. You've got to get to your doc right away and talk to him about getting off these things. Wow.
Seriously, because I don't think they're doing me any good.
Oh, my gosh. Not only that, if they are doing you good, and if you stop them for a period of 3 months as a test, you'll know it. By the way, here's something else important from Robert Whittaker's book. When people take the SSRIs, which he considers to be doing more damage than good, when they stop them, then their neurotransmitters, which have been messed with, go back to normal. But this feels weird to the people because they've gotten used to having weird neurotransmitters. Now when they get back to normal, they feel weird. And they wonder if perhaps they did the wrong thing by getting off the medicine and they've created a problem.
Well, that's the problem.
So if you do go off, be prepared for a short period, could be up to 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, where you'll have some adjustments to make. But after that, let's see what your GP... in fact, I wouldn't trust a GP with this, Dr. Red. I think you need to see a really good psychopharmacologist. What city do you live in?
San Diego.
Oh, my gosh. There are great psychopharmacologists in San Diego. Absolutely. That's the kind of person. You don't want a GP. With due respect to the GPs who are great people, they're not really schooled in SSRIs. It's just out of their area.
Well, that's the problem is too many GPs don't know what to do. So that's how we got the Prozac Nation is if somebody's not feeling well, they just kind of throw a Prozac at them.
That's correct.
That's really unfortunate. Didn't get my brain tumor taken out because everybody thinks that, especially for women, we're having the problem now with chronic fatigue syndrome. People don't think that even exists, that it's a real illness because they just think women are neurotic.
In fact, one of my colleagues, also in my book, Psychedelic Medicine, Dr. Julie Holland, Harvard trained, has a book out that your listeners will want to know about. It's called Moody Bitches. Why is she calling a title Moody Bitches? Because she points out that women who take these SSRIs, which mess with their neurotransmitters and make their emotions go up and down, who also are taking birth control pills, the birth control pills and the SSRIs have a huge interaction which makes women's emotions go even further up and down, and then men call them moody bitches as if it's because you're a woman that you're acting that way, and they're not taking into account the fact that these two medicines interacting are literally driving women crazy, and that's not an exaggeration.
I believe it, because until I was writing on the board in college, I was writing on the blackboard and started to have a seizure, and one of my students said, why haven't you taken care of this? And I said, because the military doctors don't believe me. And so my student said, well, I have a civilian neurologist. Would you like to see her? That took care of it. Then
well,
I got some help.
How fortunate.
So, yeah.
How fortunate.
It's a problem. Now, we have one more minute, and then when we come back, I am going to read you something really funny because I am in San Diego, and the show's about crazy, so I'm going to read you something about crazy and politically correct because we're talking about moody bitches, and perception is everything. So when we come back, we're going to talk about something fun, crazy, and then get back into the seriousness of curing crazy in this PC country. We'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the angel of antidepressant, but doing it properly this time. Because you know what? You have to be a little sane to know that you're crazy. And then you got to go find the right person to get you uncrazy. But before we do that, I gotta do this joke. Because oddly enough, it actually did snow in San Diego County. It does do that occasionally. And it throws all of us into shock. So on Facebook, there was this adorable little joke here. It's been snowing all night. So the morning goes like this. 8 o'clock, I made a snowman. 8:10, a feminist passed by and asked me why I didn't make a snow woman. So 8:15, I made a snow woman. 8:17, the nanny of the neighbors complained that the snow woman had too much of a voluminous chest. 8:20, the gay couple living next door grumbled that it could have been two snowmen instead. 8:25, the vegans at number 12 complained about the carrot nose, as veggies are food and you should not decorate snow figures with it. 8:28, I'm being called by a racist couple because the snow couple is white. 8:31, the Muslim gent across the road wants the snow woman to wear a headscarf. 8:40, someone calls the cops who show up to see what's going on. 8:42, I'm told that the broomstick of the snowman needs to be removed because it could be used as a deadly weapon. Things get worse after that, and I mutter, yeah, well, what if it's up your aid? 8:45, a local TV news crew shows up, and I'm asked if I know the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman, and I reply, snowballs. Now I'm called a sexist. 8:52, my phone is seized and thoroughly checked while I'm being blindfolded and flown to the police station in a helicopter. 9 o'clock, I'm on the news as a suspected terrorist bent on stirring up trouble during this difficult weather. 9:10, I'm asked if I have any accomplices. 9:29, a little-known jihadist group claims that it was their plot. Moral, there is no moral to this story. It's just America that we live in today. And people think I'm crazy. And this is the politics of crazy that we're trying to cure. And I really wanted to read this because every morning I get up with my husband at 4:30 and we turn on Fox News and we see everybody fussing about too many guns, too few guns. And guns don't kill people. People kill people. And forks make people fat. And pencils make people stupid. And oh, my God. So, I don't know, Dr. Miller, what do you think? Oh, my goodness. Did I scare him away with that one? Wow. Ah, okay. Well, I know it was an interesting joke, but I didn't think it was enough to scare away a doctor. Anyway, so I wanted to do that because I wanted to talk about the politics of the whole country. Right now, everybody has to be so politically correct. And this show is to benefit our veterans with PTS. Now, there's even an argument over whether it is PTS or PTSD. And those of you who are not up on this, there is a difference between PTS and PTSD. And the difference that I've gotten, at least from the group I belong to, is PTS, post-traumatic stress, is less likely to get you excluded from getting a job than PTSD. Now, there's a very little difference in that. PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, this is just semantics, guys. And if that one initial is going to stop you from getting a job, it's going to stigmatize you for the rest of your life. Holy cow, how messed up are we? That's the one thing that's going to stop you from getting help, stop you from getting a job. Oh, good. I don't know if you heard my joke.
I was dropped offline, Dr. Red.
Oh, darn. You can listen to the tape. By the way, if you guys don't know this, we do these things live from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. It plays again from 1 to 2 at night for the night owls, which is cool for me because I don't know what I sound like. But if I'm up, and I usually am, because talking about PT, my husband has that. He helped evacuate Saigon on the Midway, the aircraft carrier, the Midway. He has PTSD. He doesn't mind the D. He was a supply officer, and people go, well, what combat did they see? Okay, when he's not supplying the aviation stores on the Midway, he's in the gun turret telling the guy when and when not to shoot people from those gun turrets. And then the rest of the time, he was in those little boats carrying supplies up and down the rivers in Vietnam. So he saw a lot of action. But when they evacuated the Saigon, little small planes flew onto the deck of the Midway, and then as fast as they could push one off, another one came on. So he was involved in the evacuation of Saigon. That's pretty stressful. So this guy gets night terrors and crazy things, and so I stay up all night and help him try to get some sleep. And he has PTSD. Vietnam-era vets do not mind saying they have PTSD. But the Gulf War guys, no way will they say that. This is a very small distinction in the world of mental health. But if you talk to a guy that went to the sandbox, they will not let you say D. They will say post-traumatic stress. Very small, small distinction. Now, I don't know how they take to what drugs they will allow you to prescribe for them, but being a holistic healer, and I have two doctorates and like 12 different certifications, I don't prescribe any drugs. All of the things that I do are drug-free, and I have to have a referral from an MD before I can even treat anybody. So I like my method better because Big Pharma doesn't come near any of my clients. So I like that. So Dr. Miller wrote this wonderful book, and the things that he uses, some of them are prescription drugs, but some of them, the magic shrooms, man, I don't know. Do you need a prescription to go get some of these things, or can you actually just purchase them?
Well, first of all, let me say something about your husband's post-traumatic stress disorder. The most effective medicine that we have available for post-traumatic stress disorder is described in my book, Psychedelic Medicine, and it's called MDMA. Presently,
and that is not prescription, is it?
It is not prescription at present. However, the government is allowing research on it, and there is phase 3 trials going on, and we're expecting that it will be a prescription medicine by the year 2020, 2 years from now. It is by far the most effective and the most powerful medicine available for PTSD. And I can tell you that on a personal level because I was fortunate enough to have been administered MDMA while it was still legal pre-1985. Pre-1985, the medicine was used extensively, not only for PTSD, although we didn't call it that then. I think we called it shell shock. We've had other names for it over the years. But it's also, it was used pre-1985 for couples therapy, and it's really quite an important medicine. One of the beauties of these medicines that I describe in my book is that they needn't be taken often like the Big Pharma which sells you medicine that you have to take every day of the year for the rest of your life. And you heard Dr. Red talk about having been prescribed these big pharma medicines for the last 30 years of her life. Though for those of you who are just listening in, we had a nice discussion about that, and she's going to be checking in with a psychopharmacologist and see if she can get off these medicines once and for all. But those medicines, again, as Dr. Red is a great example, you take 365 days a year, you have them in your system 365 days a year, and you have to pay for them with money 365 days a year, whereas the potential of these psychedelic medicines is that you can take them once and often have enough of a result to last you an entire year. Dr. Roland Griffiths at Johns Hopkins University administered psilocybin mushrooms that Dr. Red just referenced one time under the proper conditions, underline that in red, under the proper conditions with the proper protocol. We're not talking here now about dropping shrooms on the beach. I'm not talking against dropping shrooms on the beach, but that's not what this program is about. This program is about medicine and health and taking care of yourself in a different way. And Dr. Roland Griffiths did the research. One administration and 1 year later, there was still significant improvement in the patients as compared to taking an SSRI 365 days in a row. That's the difference.
Why would the government not want to do that when their budget is so out of bounds?
Because the pharmaceutical companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars on what are called lobbyists. Lobbyist is a sanitized way of saying bribery. That's all it is. And the public needs to know that. And I hope your listeners hear that clearly. Lobbyists are bribery experts. What do you think a lobbyist does? They take a congressman out to dinner. They take him on a jet plane. They take him to Las Vegas. They take them to Vegas. I mean, to Europe. They do all kinds of things for them. They ingratiate themselves with large amounts of money until the congressman feels beholden to them for all the wonderful things they do for them, taking them to country clubs, etc., etc. And the pharmaceutical companies put huge pressure on these congressmen to keep the drugs that the pharmaceutical companies manufacture legal and keep things that are going to benefit the public at a fraction of the expense illegal. This is the same thing that happened with the tobacco companies for years. Many of you will remember.
Between you and there's another guy that I had on, another you two miracle workers, you know about hyperbaric oxygen chambers?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you two guys, I'm starting a thing called Merry Military Month that I'm going to crusade for in November. Because in November, there is a bill that was signed called Warrior Care Month. And I want to have you with it with the psychedelic medicine and hyperbaric oxygen. And I want to beat them to death over the head with these two protocols and see if we can't do something about getting these things for our veterans. I mean, it's just insane that they're not doing these.
The government puts so much pressure against these new medicines, not only in this country, but unfortunately and very sadly, we spread this negative impact on these new medicines around the world. I went to Israel 10 years ago with a group of American scientists in order to talk to them about their PTSD problem. Remember, they had people 10, 15 years ago who already were sitting around in restaurants and seeing body parts fly around from the explosions, from the attack of terrorists way back then.
They have, I'm not surprised.
And of course, we have them now with our returning soldiers and with Dr. Red's husband. You heard that story. We have all these people who have sacrificed their lives, so many of them coming back with PTSD. Israel had so many people. We went over there to talk to them about using MDMA with their PTSD citizens, and I was told by the head of the Israeli Supreme Court, I will remember it for the rest of my life, she said to me, Richard, we would love to do experimentation with this MDMA for the people we have who are suffering, But we can't do it, because if we do it, your government will sanction us. And they will sanction us so severely that we cannot do the research. That's a true story from my life.
That is when my niece went to Israel to join the Israeli Defense Force and get her doctorate in biomechanical engineering, because they don't take this stuff seriously over here. Honestly. And then she came back and she's living here now, but they don't take it seriously over here. So she is back now and she's got her own company and she does wonderful things, but the education wasn't here. She got it in Israel.
Yes, I understand.
We will be back in 30 seconds and we're going to be talking about the gemstone and the angel of the week. You're not going to believe what it is because they pick me. I don't pick them. And we're going to talk about our favorite rant. And I bet I know what the rant is going to be. I know what mine is. So we'll be back in 30 seconds and talk about our rant of the week and our angel and our gemstone of the week. And we'll
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. And we've been talking about good old Big Pharma and how they, I don't know, sometimes charge, was it 500 times the cost of a pill? I know when I first started taking triptan shots for my migraines, it would be like $900 for one shot for a migraine. And I'd say, never mind, I'd just as soon have the migraine. Because I'm a Jew and it offends my little Jewish soul to spend that kind of money on one shot. It's ridiculous. So we're talking about the greed out there with Big Pharma and what they can do to suck up our money. My mother used to smuggle aspirins into the hospital because, you know, it's like one you look at your bill after you get out of the hospital and they charge you, you know, $200 for an aspirin, and that would make her sick and she'd have another heart attack. So this card that I picked from my gemstone and angel deck, I don't pick them, they pick me. And the angels know which show I'm going to do, so they pick their card for me. The card came up, Tiger's Eye. And it says, are you envious of someone else's good fortune? Could that be Big Pharma? Are you jealous of, are others jealous of you? Replace jealousy with happiness for others' good fortune. I don't know. I'm not Big Pharma. Blessings are being received all around. Anyone can create the same blessings with true and pure intention. It's up to you. Okay, I'll buy that. So this is being brought to you by the Angel of Goodwill. And here are your affirmations, and you say these three times a day, and the Angel of Goodwill will bless you. I am sincerely happy for the blessings in the lives of others. It brings me great joy to see others experiencing happiness. I extend blessings and goodwill to all. I am grateful for other people's good fortune. Okay, as long as they don't line their pockets with other people's misery, I'll buy that. Ah, I think the angels are trying to tell us something. I don't know. So that was our angel of the week. Now, here's the thing. After we do that lovely, sweet angel, we go right into the rant of the week. And the rant of the week, we usually have doctors on the show, and doctors know that if you get something under your skin, I'm from Texas, so if you got a burr in your saddle, it's going to just dig in there, and it's going to irritate you, and it'll irritate until you're going to blow up or have a stroke or have a heart attack or do something bad. So you need to get that out. So every week, I always ask my guest and I ask my listeners and to write in and tell me what makes you so mad that you hold your breath and you end up looking like Dr. Red. You just see red and you... Blah! So what makes you so mad you see red like Dr. Red does? Dr. Miller.
Well, what makes me so mad is that we have an epidemic of obesity and overweight going on in this country, and the government and the states and counties are not really addressing it in a cohesive pattern. 71.2% of the United States are presently obese or overweight. And you, Dr. Red, have been one of those at one time in your life, and so have I.
Really?
Yes. I have been 100 pounds heavier than I am right now.
Man, so, you know what that's like. That's murder.
I know exactly what it's like. And it makes me mad if 71.2% of the United States stubbed their toe this afternoon, it would make national news. If 71.2% of the United States had a common cold, it would make national news. Look at what's going on with the flu. It makes national news. And I want to rant, and I'm angry about the fact that no governmental agencies, nothing is being done on a national basis to protect the citizens and do something about for the citizens of our good country who are suffering from this major epidemic.
It is tough, I got to tell you. And I have a girlfriend. We both have been through this thing. Now, I lost all of mine, and I had to have $40,000 worth of reconstructive surgery after all the skin, you know, was left over.
Oh, I bet you did, of course, because of what happens to us when we lose that weight is we got all this skin hanging that used to be covering us up. Now we don't have all that to cover up, and the skin is all just flopping around.
Now, in my case, it was medically necessary because I was still partially paralyzed.
Oh, my gosh.
My insurance would not pay for it. And I think that's a travesty. But my girlfriend, talk about the politics of crazy. She is bipolar, and she does a really great job of convincing people stuff. She got herself admitted to the, whatever you call the psych ward at the Navy hospital here.
Yes.
Spent a week or two convincing them, I can't stand this! And they're doing her entire body lift for free. In the Navy hospital. And I'm going, darn, I should have just acted a little crazier.
Well, now that's something I could do a little bit of ranting about, because I've been practicing for 50 years, Dr. Red, and saying somebody is bipolar has no meaning to me whatsoever. I want to know is, what is the person doing? What are their daily lives like? What does it feel like to be in their skin? That tells me something. Putting a title on their forehead, bipolar, schizophrenic, obsessive compulsive, all those words, they don't do anything for me. They don't help me to help a patient whatsoever.
I know. If you look up, I'm kind of bipolar, missing one of the poles. I'm pretty much up all the time.
The only pole I'm interested in is the North Pole and the South Pole.
It's hard, but this I don't know how she managed to do that, because I had doctor's notes up the wazoo. She's hemiplegic. She can't do this. She can't do that. Please do the surgery. And they said, nope. So my husband and I paid for all of that. And she went in there, spent a couple of nursing cycles saying, I can't stand it. And they approved it, and they're going to do it all for her at Balboa down here in San Diego.
Well, bless her heart. I'm glad for her.
I know. That's amazing. So the politics of crazy is just, it's amazing. Seriously.
It is amazing, Dr. Red. I mean, we have stuff going on that your listeners really need to know about. We have stuff going on where doctors on the national board create a big book called the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. And we have doctors who are being bribed by pharmaceutical companies to create diagnoses so the pharmaceutical companies can sell those people new pills.
I got one of those books. It is the most confusing. That's talk about going down the rabbit hole. That book is just that book is crazy.
The best thing we can tell your listeners is, if they go to a doctor and the doctor wants to give them some kind of pill that's going to affect their emotions, they got to get help from a friend or someone to talk to them and research that pill before they swallow it.
Absolutely.
Because they may be swallowing something that's not going to help them, and they may be swallowing something that's going to hurt them.
Never go to a doctor alone. Take an advocate.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear. Take an advocate. You and I are on the same page, Dr. Red.
So the one thing we can tell you, and now that we've both had our rants, is I love you, and I think you should come back at least once a month. But thank you so much for doing this. Everybody go out and get this book. It's a wonderful read, Psychedelic Medicine, and I think it is the future of medicine.
Thank you, Dr. Red. They can get it on Amazon, by the way, with one click.
Oh, cool. Go get it, you guys. It is a wonderful read, and I would love you to come back anytime you can. So
thank
now that
you.
We've done our rant, I would like you all to know that absolutely it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. It's not. So please get help if you need help. Never go alone. And next week we will be talking about EFT, emotional freedom techniques. Very quick, very easy. And if you don't know what they are, tune in next Tuesday and find out. Until then, you guys, join the Dr. Redhead Society. It's free, it's fun. It's free, it's fun, and you'll love it.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. And this is just a private segment because this is something that's very, very dear to my heart, and that is my proposal for Merry Military Month. Now, I am third-generation military. My husband's family goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War, and, well, their family goes back beyond that. I mean, they trace all the way back to the 1200s in England. I can only trace my family back to Transylvanian gypsies in Carpathia, and that's why I stay up at the night and watch him. But the thing is, there's been a lot of comment about the military lately, some good, some bad. Here in California, there was some teacher that said that military people were the dregs of the civilization, and they, if they couldn't do anything else, they joined the military. Who says things like that, for God's sake? I don't know where he is, but my husband's Mensa material, I'm Mensa material, my parents had me, so they must have been Mensa material. If you don't know what Mensa is, that's the top 1% of population IQ in the world. So, duh, you got to be a genius. So who says things like that? This is absurd. You don't have to say stupid things like that to anger me about who's in the military. That's ridiculous. I want to talk about the kind of treatment that the military has been getting lately. When World War II ended, people came back to ticker tape parades and statues and wonderful things, and housing was built for them, and hospitals were built for them, and they were heroes. Vietnam, they were spat on. My husband's a Vietnam veteran. He's fighting for his life now because of Agent Orange. I don't appreciate that. My son is a Desert Storm era Vietnam veteran, and he's got a decent job, but he's okay. But what happened to respecting the military? These guys went out there and put their lives on the line for you guys. They didn't expect to be treated like Prince Harry, but they didn't expect to be disrespected either. So what happened to the education of our country? People don't even know how many uniformed services there are. You guys know how many uniformed services there are? Can you even name the basic five that people think there are? Surprise, there's more than five. So I think we need to do that. I think we need to educate our country. We need to tell them that there are more than five. And if you know how many there are, put it on my Facebook page. Surprise. Maybe I'll send you a gift if you know how many there are and you can correctly identify them. Do you know how the Marines get their medical, who the Marines get their medical care from? That'd be interesting. Do you know when the Army Air Corps became the U.S. Air Force? Do you even care? Where would we be without the armed forces from the Revolutionary War to Spay War? Do you even know what Spay War is? Our government protects us, whether we know it or appreciate it or not. They are all over the world protecting us. And on November 14th, which I can remember because it's my husband's birthday, 2016, President Obama signed a bill to enact Warrior Care Month. And most people, even most of our veterans, don't even know there is a Warrior Care Month. Wow. So it seems nobody knows it and nobody cares. So let's not let Warrior Care Month go by without caring. I want to propose a month of appreciation. Merry Military Month. November's got a couple of military things built in. It's got Veterans Day, but that's only for veterans. So let's do this. Let's have the 4 weeks. and make it Merry Military Month. It's kind of close to Christmas, and you know what happened to Scrooge. He had the ghost of past, present, and future. So let's do this. Week one, let's have military history. Let's get some military historians out there. Let's see where we would be if we didn't have fighting forces. Duh, the revolution, coastal defenses, the Coast Guard. Where would we be if they hadn't been fighting for us? Maybe we'd have arrows in our backs, or we'd be speaking British. How about week two, the military present? Where is our military right now? Where are they defending us? They might be in Korea. They might be in Germany. They might be in a few other places that you're not paying attention to. You know about Afghanistan, but where else are they? And what are they doing for us right now? Week three, military future. Don't tell our kids you got to be stupid to join the service. That's insane. Those are the people who are guiding our missiles. Those are the people that are driving our nuclear submarines. You want to tell people you got to be stupid to do that? Is that what you think? I don't want to think that. My husband was in the submarine service. He's not an idiot. I don't appreciate that. Let's motivate our kids. Let's get the best and the brightest, and let's get them thinking about it right now while they're in grade school, while they're learning their calculus. For God's sake, people, think about it. What a life. I have really loved living all over the world. My husband lived in the palace with Chiang Kai-shek. He has a silver embossed newspaper that was given him by the Queen of England when she had her 25th anniversary. Jeez Louise, people, think about it. Oh, goodness. Okay, week four, Military Appreciation Week. Just love the bejeebers out of the military. Shower them with gifts and give them things to appreciate their service as a bridge from Thanksgiving to Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or whatever the heck you celebrate, even if it's Festivus for the rest of us. Just appreciate them. It can enhance Warrior Care Month and raise awareness of the vital role our American military plays around the world. It can help our veterans overseas become aware of the benefits that they can partake of, but they don't even know they're eligible for. It'll feed the spirit of volunteerism and unity worldwide. And that's healthy, guys. This is a health show. It can bring together veterans and their families and help them and each other heal by helping each other and advance the true history and the value of a life well lived in the service to their country and cotton picking. It could be a great, fun, worldwide project that we can all share, no matter what country. So why don't we all get together and do this for world unity? What more fun can you have than that? So if you want to join me, then just send me an email. You can send it to drredsays@gmail.com. You can send it to Dr. Sarah Y, and that's DrSarah, because I'm old, drsarahy@gmail.com. Or you can even call me at 858-860-0461. And guys, it's the most fun you can have diving down a rabbit hole with all your clothes on. So remember, guys, it's okay to flip your wig once in a while, but it's not okay to lose your mind. Let's all do this together. And next week, we're going to talk about the most effective, fastest way to heal yourself from any trauma, emotional freedom techniques. It's fast. It's easy. I will try to put a video of it on the Dr. Red Says Facebook page. So look for that. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.